Svaros, like I said, we're going to move up and down the tree, so don't think that I'm just building lower branches and diversify. It's really just a big circle, and just moving from node to node on the circle. Let's review very briefly what we talked about yesterday, but most of what we talked about yesterday is not going to impact today's share, unlike some of the other series we've had, because we're moving to a different node of the Tzoros. Hopefully when we're finished, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have a big Chazara on Tzoros, and we'll all come together as one big picture, but you're going to have to realize that not every share is going to be. Yesterday, we identified Tzoros, an initial identification of Tzoros. Tzoros is Regel. It looks like Regel, it smells like Regel, it behaves like Regel, it is Regel, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, but there is a reduced payment because there's one deviance between Regel and Tzoros, and classically, what three-letter word captures that deviance? Unlike Regel, which is a four-letter word, Tzoros is a three.
There was a security incident on the road to Gush Etzion. I want to make sure that...
So let's continue. So, what's the difference between Regel and Tzoros? Regel is what four-letter word, and Tzoros is what three-letter word? No? Focus back here. Four-letter, three-letter? So, Regel is Gufo. Tzoros is Kocho. For some reason, Kocho reduces it. Halacha Moshe Sinai, Nezek Shalom Dechatzina. How it reduces it, what Kocho influences Regel, we don't really know. And we postulated yesterday, Gabi, would Kocho only affect Regel, or would it also affect other Mazikim? Okay, put that, that's what you need to know for today's year. Tzoros is Regel, but unlike Regel, which is Gufo or body extensions, this is Kocho, and Kocho influences Regel by reducing the payment, and in our minds we start to think about, would Kocho mitigate Shane the same way it mitigates Regel? We introduce another node, which we're going to put on the shelf. There's Zev. I call that the idea shelf. Make believe there's an imaginary shelf above Zev, Zev's head, Zev Hirsch's head. And there's an idea shelf where sometimes we put things to draw on to invoke later. But we talked about maybe the mitigating factor of Tzoros, according to Ben Hanano, is not Gufo versus Kocho, but who remembers Ben Hanano? Mishuna. It's a little bit different, and then, of course, Tzoros becomes a cousin of Karen, and, of course, it should also affect Shane, because Mishuna should affect Shane. The whole question is, does it affect other Avos' Beut, because Shina does affect other Avos. But for today, let's ignore this table. Whatever table's behind me, I'll erase it in a moment. For today, and to a degree, we're going up one note. Today is the second abstract share. I didn't want to get so abstract, but I feel like until some of these abstract ideas are defined, it's going to be hard for you to proceed. Okay, so as far as we're concerned today, we're at the following notes, just to give you a sense of bearing. Tzoros is somehow a function of Kocho, not Mishuna. So I'm going to write it, but then erase it. And this is going to become a super node of big conversations. Okay, so up the tree, down the tree, we're going down, but it's like a major logical hang. And the simple approach is, Tzoros equals Regel, because it looks like Regel inherently. But it's Kocho versus Gufo, and that leads to a 50% drop in payment. That's the standard party line. If I know Gemara to make me think differently, that's what I would say. It's Kocho. Generally, we know that Kocho is Kigufo. We're going to get to this later. So if Kocho is Kigufo, then there's very little space between Tzoros and Regel. But since it's Kocho, it gets reduced by 50% payment. Of course, that's a halacha motion we see. Okay, today we're going to look at two Gemaras that may change our classification of Tzoros. And we'll talk about maybe what the impact is, but the impact is going to be felt in many, many other Gemaras. And now we're just establishing ground rules. Is the offset between Tzoros and regular Shina, as yesterday's conversation, or Kocho? Assuming it's Kocho, then we're going to dig a little deeper into how Kocho affects Regel, and how Tzoros is or isn't similar to Regel. What did I tell you yesterday on Daf Gimel? Makes me rethink this equation. This seems like the standard party line. I don't need anyone's help. If I was just left in a room alone and I had two place cards in front of me, two index cards, one described Regel, two YouTube videos, one described Regel, one described Tzoros. Oh, that's Tzoros? That looks a lot like Regel. And being that it's Regel, let me classify it as a Told of Regel. And being that it's a Told of Regel, it should pay Nezek Shalim. But it gets reduced because of Alecha Moshe Mi-Sinai. What Gemara that you saw yesterday, what phrase throws that whole logic into question? Give me the phrase. Don't give me the Gemara. When you tell me where the Gemara is. It's obvious. It's even obvious. It's even obvious to Gavriel. I mean, even Gavriel knows that Svaros is attributed to Regel. Come on. Yeah, I'd be crazy not to. It looks, smells, tastes like Regel. And it should pay like Regel, but the Lachamash Messina comes and gives it one small, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny little difference, Chatzinesik. But it's basically Regel inherently. What Gemara throws shade at that concept? Gavi? What?
You might pay Nigufa?
No. Okay, that's Rava. I mean, most people say pay me Leah. Give me a phrase. Yes, Isha. Excellent. Amai Karile Tolda Derekel. Let's open our Gemaras now. Excellent, Yishai. The Gemara finishes the Repapa scavenger hunt, and we finally found a Tolda that's a little different than the Av, because unlike the Av Regal, this is Chasinezek. Now the Gemara says, okay, Gimel Amid Beis, having finished the entire hunt, the Gemara says, Amai Karile Tolda Derekel. And the Gemara's answer is, you know why I'm calling it a toll to the Regel? Because unlike the payment tables, which is different from Regel, there are other halachos that are exactly similar to Regel. Namely, you pay me'aliyah, and even if Rava was not sure about that, he would still say Yipatr and Shesarabim. So most of the halachos of Tzaro stack up like Regel. That's why I call it Regel. What? Call it Regel because it is Regel. First decide inherently what it is, based on its DNA, based on its characteristics, not based on the payments. Payments are consequential. Go back to the root. The root determines the consequence. If I want to know whether Elio is an alien or a human being, so let me put him on the table, dissect him, and see what his body makeup is. Oh, you're a human being. Okay, you can eat food, you can play basketball. Had you been an alien, you'd play star ball, whatever. So first, I want to dissect who you are. First, I want to know inherently who the person is. Then the question is, Elio, why call Elio a human? Because he can eat lunch. No, first determine if you're a human. And then tell me whether you need to eat lunch today. Well, should I save some food for you in the lunchroom? Am I Carla told to the regal? That's how halachas like regal. No, am I Carla told the regal? Because it's regal. Okay, now you want to say, how exactly, one second, it's a, how exactly do I calibrate between the fact that I call it regal and there's halacha moshesim that mitigates? Okay, which halachas? But first establish identity, then establish consequence. One second, Israel David. Who raised this question? Way, 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 many, 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 many years before me, implicitly. Tosis. That's exactly Tosos' question. Look at Tosos. Am I currently told to the regal? What do you mean? I will be the dummy the regal. It's mamish regal. That's the answer. You have to ask, why is it regal? Because it's regal. Tosos, that's the backpedal. Tosos says, Afal Gav, it's a short little Tosos. It's a crucial Tosos. Afal Gav, the dummy the regal. Kivan Shadina Chaluk. Okay, but it's... It has the DNA of regal, but based on Lecha Moshe Mi-Sinai, it's going to have some deviances from regal. It's going to have some discrepancies from regal. So maybe after the Lecha Moshe Mi-Sinai comes and has its impact on Tzaros, maybe you can no longer call it regal. That's Tosfos Kasha. Same thing with the Rebbeinu Peretz. Tosfos read the Gemara the simple way. Namely, according to Tosfos, Tzaros is regal. Inherently, fundamentally, DNA, it's regal. And therefore, the Gemara's question has to be re-engineered. The Gemara is not saying, why call it regal? The Gemara knows that it's regal. The Gemara is just saying, because the halachas are different, so maybe you should hedge your bets and not just call it classic regal, call it regal minus, or call it something else, just to indicate the halachas are different. Call it something else. We'll go back to the something else Tosfos says we should call it. But Tosfos is agreeing with the question. He's saying that Svaros is inherently regal. I don't need the Lecha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Svaros is regal intuitively, inherently. It has one difference, Kocho. Kocho is the reason Lecha Moshe Mi-Sinai reduces payment. But Svaros is logically regal. You saw David.
I was just going to ask, how do you establish that it's regal, if not by the
Halachos? Orche. Orche without Hana. Svaros is classic Orche, unless you want to look at Beit Hanano. It's classic Nezik, which is Orche. There's no Hana. I know that to be Regal. Okay, that makes me think again what Regal is. But assuming Regal is the standard, Svaros is the standard Regal. It just happens to be Kocho, which allows the Lecha Moshe Mi-Sinai to reduce its payment. Who disagreed with Tosfos' read? Who said that there's nothing, the simple read of the Gemara, There is nothing theoretically that would make me attach Soros to Regel. If I were left in a room with my psychologist and said, do you think Soros is Regel? I would say, you know, it's not Regel. There's no common bridge between Soros and Regel intuitively. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, why are you calling it Regel? Hello, the simple reason you think about, my car is Regel. Why are you calling it Regel? And you can't tell me it's Dami the Regel. It's not Dami the Regel. And she tells us, Dami the Regel, what's the question? Maybe it's not Dami the Regel. Again, especially if Regel is Begufo and passive damage and Koch is not passive. Who read it this way? That Soros is not Regel intuitively. You saw David? Okay, would have to, but who actually says this? See if you can connect it much more directly. Okay, Rashi. But where? Rashi says. Okay, I forgot that I gave it to you, but I gave it to you again on the WhatsApp, and since you don't have Exuvos, let's everyone read the WhatsApp, because it's a crucial Rashi in Exuvos, and I WhatsApped and excerpted for you the key line in Rashi. Okay? Go to your WhatsApp, Rashi in Exuvos, Tafemala from the base. Kivan de'ika chatzi nezek. We'll get back to this Gemara later. De'mishtalim beniske behema. There's chatzi nezek of tzoros. B'mhalachas, when the animal's walking, v'itiz, tzoros mitachas regle v'zika. Okay, you don't need to know the context of Ksuvas. Rashi's basically just rereading, summarizing Bava Kama. De'tznan be'Bava Kama. De'mishalemes chatzi nezek. Uvehahu chatzi nezek. The chatzi nezek of tzoros, unlike the chatzi nezek of knas, mora be'chatzi nezek tzoros is chayiv. We have a Gemara in Bava Kama that explains to us what Soros is. Tehilchasa gemiri la misinai. She told the regel. How do I know that Soros is regel? Is it intuitive? How do I know that Soros is regel? Look at that Rashi. Hilchasa gemiri la. She told the regel. I don't know that Soros is regal. Soros isn't regal. It could be Shane for all I know. It could be something else for all I know. Now, Loch HaMoshe Misinai tells me that it is regal. If not for Loch HaMoshe Misinai, I would have thought, according to the first shot, guys, helped create the contrast. Look at the whole chessboard. According to the first shot, if not for Loch HaMoshe Misinai, what would I have called Soros?
Something.
What? According to the first shot, simple shot. What would I have called Soros of the Loch HaMoshe Misinai? Regal. What would I have made Soros pay without the Loch HaMoshe Misinai? I called it Rega. What would you have paid without the Lachamash Messinai? Nezek Shelley. According to Rashi, without the Lachamash Messinai, what would I have called Soros? Nothing. Maybe Potter. What would you be without the Lachamash Messinai? Potter, because it doesn't have enough. Let's see how like available. And Lachamash Messinai says, by the way, we're going to call this Rega. We're going to associate this with Rega. And you're going to pay money, not the full Rega money, but the money. Does everyone see the contrasting approaches? The simple approach is, you, me, and every simple person in the world would associate Soros with Regel. And as Regel would be 100%, Halacha Moshe Misinai says, by the way, here's a discount. Because of Kocho. According to Rashi and Ksuvos, and we'll see one other region above a comma, if not for the Halacha Moshe Misinai, pre-Halacha Moshe Misinai, I would have thought Soros is nothing. It's not like Regel. It's zero, because Regel needs body, and this is Kocho, based on what we said by Regel. I would have assumed zero. It's not Regel. Hashem told Moshe, I want you to consider this as regal, and I want you to pay as regal, but just pay a little less regal. It's like regal for Shosarabim, it's like regal for Me'aliyah, and pay a little less than regal. The halacha of Moshe Misinai, a few minutes of it. The Moshe Misinai is not coming to give a discount, it's coming to create a new, a chiyuv, and an affiliation, which I want to know on my own. It affiliates and it creates a chiyuv. It's a chumrah, not a kul. Let's open up the Rashi for just one moment before we see the Rashi. The Rashi, which I didn't give you because that's an embedded line, we're going to get to this Rashi in the context. But this is a fundamental Rashi, and I alluded to it earlier in the introductory shiur. The Rashi, Perek Beis, Simen Beis, just one line, and those who have learned Sukkah will appreciate this line and the resonance of this line in the corner of this line. It's on Perek Beis, Simen Beis. Okay, if you have the classic edition, it's on the right column of page 246, if that's your Gemara. If you have the Oz V'Hadar, it's right after the Chaf of the Pilpulei Charifta. So you see the bracketed Chaf and the Pilpulei Charifta. Okay, go to that part of the Rush where it has the Chaf. And a few words after the chaf of the Pribuli Charifta, Chatzi Nezek Tzvaros Hilchasa Yemirila Demishalim Chatzi Nezek Mishum the Pshitalan. It's obvious, the Rush says, not so obvious Rush, but the Rush feels it's obvious. Pshitalan to Hilchasa Ligrui Asa Kida Amrina Gave Sukkah Asa Hilchasa Vigarasa Lashlishis Vikmasa Tefach. I once spoke to Vitorsky from YU about this. I asked him, like, why do you think Halacha Moshe Mishina is a Megill, not Machmir, according to the Rush? Like, what does it say about the concept of Halacha Moshe Mishina? The Rush is building a concept here. Halacha Moshe Mishina is always come Lakula, not Lachumra. Sukkos is the example, or we said yesterday, Gurachis, less than a tenth, doesn't have to hit the Schach. Gurasik doesn't have to hit the ground. Love it. It doesn't have to be fully connected. Dofen akuma. You can have pasul eschach. You don't need four walls. You don't need three walls. Two in a little bit. Three in a little bit. So based on all the halacha moshe misinais in sukkah that are lakula, the Rush believes that every halacha moshe misinai in shas is lakula. And therefore, he has to adopt the first version, which I'll get to the second version of it. He has to say that without the halacha moshe misinai, tzvaras ari will be regel. You pay 100%. Halacha moshe misinai reduces it. Like it always reduces it. I'm not sure that Rashi would agree with this Rush. One second, you saw about it. I'm not sure that which other Rishon holds like Rashi, before I give it away, my finger's on the trigger. I'm not sure that the Rashba would agree with the Rush and Tosfos. Let's see the Rashba now. Okay, the Rashba is on our Gemara. That's Gimel on the base. Again, please try to bring as many Rishon to share as you can so that you'll learn how to read Rishonim. The Rashba is on Gimel on the base. And Dibur Hamaschil, let me find it for you. Ha de Amriya. Right. Ha de Amriya, and Amai Karle told the Regel, in the blue Rashba is his own Tezayin. Dibur Maschil, ha de Amriya in the Kovetz. Lav le Memra de Rapapa Bilachutu de Karle told it. Don't think Rapapa is the only one that calls the Tel the Regal, although we would argue on this. Maybe there are people that argue Rapapa. Maybe only Rapapa associated with Regal. But for today, guys, we're not thinking about Karen. We're just saying it's associated with Regal. How is it associated with Regal? Conceptually or impositionally, because Hashem made it that way. He tagged it. Vile Bilachutu de Maksha. Ella, here's the key line for us today. Kuli Alma Hilchasa Gimiri La the Tel de Regal. You hear that? Kuli Alma Hilchasa Gimirila de Tolda de Regula. Wow. So now we have two ways to understand why it's there. Inherently. Or inherently, what would Tzvaros be? I don't know. Nothing. I don't know. Comes Allah Moshe Mishinai and establishes two things. Number one, attribution. We call it Regula. Number two, fifth. You pay 50% from potentially zero. And the Lach Moshe Mishinai is a chumrah, not a kula. This idea, I'll get to your question in a second, I just want to give the final piece of this puzzle. This idea is reflected in a third issue of the Lach Moshe Mishinai. Not just, is it regel or not, which according to the first version, we would think it is inherently, but now it's on the Lach Moshe Mishinai that teaches us, and B, where Lach Moshe Mishinai is a machmir. But how do I treat this Chatzi Nezek of Regel? Is it a knas or is it mamo? The answer to that question is easy peasy. It's mamo. It's a mefurish gemara. But how do I know it's mamo? Would I know it's mamo on my own? Or I only know it's mamo because at Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe three things. Hashem whispered to Moshe, it's Regel and it's mamo. And you pay, but only 50%. Was part of the Halacha Moshe Mishinai package to Moshe, not just, according to the first shot, the Halacha Moshe Mishinai told Moshe one thing. You know what Tzaras is. You don't need me, Hashem says. You have the Torah. You can connect the dots. Just read Mishpatim. You know Mishpatim well enough, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe. You know that it's Regel, and Regel is Mamon, and you know that it's Regel, because you know it's Regel, it's Aliyah, because you know it's Regel, it's Aliyah, it's for Sarabim. You know everything, Moshe. By the way, before you call it Regel, super Regel, you only pay 50%. Hashem told Moshe, reduce it. It was a simple, reductive statement of Hashem, a discount. I only pay 50%. According to this other Pshat, the Lach Moshe Mishinai was much broader. By the way, it's Regel. And by the way, you're Chayiv. And possibly, By the way, Hashem told Moshe, don't confuse this with other Chatzin Nezeks, because I'm creating a Chatzin Nezek out of thin air. Yes, so you're going to the first, I'm not creating a Chatzin Nezek, I'm downgrading from 100%. That's lots of money. But according to this approach, Hashem is creating Chatzin Nezek out of nothing. He's creating a new Chiyuv called Tzraros Chatzin Nezek, which you wouldn't assume it's regular. Oh, maybe it's a Knas, maybe it's like Karen. Anyone see the Rosh by the Rosh? Okay. Let's start from the beginning, okay? Maybe I didn't put enough of this in Makaros. Let's see a Gemara we saw already, so you'll see where this comes from. Tesvav and Mabez, you saw the Gemara already. Let's repeat the Gemara. It's not a super Lamasha Gemara, but there's one word here that tips off certain Rishonim to say something very, very different. Okay, so let's start with the Gemara Tesvav and Mabez. Okay, remember we have a Machlokas Paganiska Knas Paganiska Mana for Karen. And the Gemara is now going to ask a question. According to the Man the Amar, Palganiska Knasa. The Funa says Palganiska Knasa. And according to everyone aside from the Ravid, if Palganiska is Knasa, Mordechai Knasa is Pater. So if you Mordechai Chazitai, you Pater. And it says Tashma, the Brisa, 10 lines down. Again, I want to try to read Gemara's again and again and again, such anchor. Zakla. Kala Mashalim Yosel Mashahizik, Ein Mashalim Apiyatma. Whoa. If you pay more than the damage, like rape, onus of the father, that's a Knas, and you're not going to pay Apiyatma. But if you pay the amount you damage, or when do you not pay? When is it a knas in Marbe Knas about if you pay more than the damage? But if you pay the equivalent of the damage, or less than the damage, it's not a knas in Marbe Knas, and you be chayv by Marbe. That seems to contradict Ravuna. Because Chatzi Nezek is less than the damage, and according to Ravuna, it's a knas in Marbe Knas. And here the Brisa says, the only time it's a knas for which Marbe Knas, if it's more. That's basically the Gemara's kasha. I'm not going to read every line here. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, look at the word tiyufta. A couple lines down, the line begins with the word pachos, tiyufta. So we have shlagged up Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that chatzi nezek is a knas in your pater. The Braisa says the only time you're pater is if it's more, then it's a knas. If it's equivalent or less, then it's not a knas. So we've shlagged up Rav Huna, we're willing to toss Rav Huna to the curb. Fasting like Rav Papa that's paganis kimamona. Next line is Hilchasa Paganiska Knasa. We just shlugged up Rav Huna, but we're going to paskin like him. Mar says, wait a second, Tshuvta Hilchasa. You just shlugged him up. You just contradicted him. You just debunked him, and you're paskin like him? In. Because I have an answer for that, Brisa. Time am I have a Tshuvta. Why do you think the Brisa was contrary to Rav Huna? Mishum Delo Kratadik, Moshe Yisak. It didn't say that the only time it's not a Knas is if it's equivalent, allowing more or less to be a Knas. Kiban. You know what the Brisa really meant? You're right, Benji. There are some times that less is a knas, like Paganiska Knasa by Karen according to Rav Huna. But just the same, there are other times that less than Nezek Shalim is not a knas. Namely, when is less than Nezek Shalim not a knas? Svaras. So therefore, the Brisa couldn't say more than or less than is a knas, because less than sometimes is a knas, less than sometimes is not a knas, but more than is always a knas. So the Brisa said, more than, always the Knas, Modus Pater. Equivalent, always Mammon, Modus Knas is Chayv. Less than, it depends. If it's Karen, like Yeshua, then it's a Knas, Modus Knas is Pater. If it's Saras, it's Mammon. So I didn't want to get involved in this nitty gritty. What's less than? The Brisa ignored the less than, please. Now listen to the language. Kivan, the Ika, Chatzi Nezek Tsaros. Listen to this phrase. Dehilchasa Gemira. I'm going to read it two ways. The simple way, and the way the Rush felt the Riff read it. Here's the simple way. Kivan de'ika, line that begins with the word Shehizik, middle of the line. Kivan de'ika, chatzi nezek tzaros, de'ilchza gemirila, I have chatzi nezek tzaros, based on lecha mashmi sinai, comma. And that's mamon, and you're chayev by moda. Therefore, mishmach elok tani. You know why the Brisa avoided less than? Because sometimes less than is kanas and your pater. Tam. Sometimes less than is mamon, tzaros, and your chayev, so it's not getting involved. Here's the other way to read it. Okay, I'll read the first way again, which is the no chiddush way, and then the big chiddush way. The no chiddush way is kivan deika chatzin ezek tzraros deilchasak emirila. Oh, we have chatzin ezek tzraros, which is mamon. You're chayik as a lechem hashemazina. Comma, and happens to be mamon. So there's a less than where you pay for mamon. Here's an alternate reading. You ready? Kivan deika chatzin ezek tzraros. It's only mamon as opposed to knas kazalachim hashemisinai. And for that you're going to pay, because it's Mamam Krasa Lech Moshe Messina, you're going to pay by Mamadis, so the Brisa ignored it. Is Chatzi Nezek Tzveros Mamon and not Kenas intuitively? Or is Chatzi Nezek Tzveros Mamon and not Kenas because of Lech Moshe Messina? Why will this matter? We have to see a lot of Gemaras. Which model, let me put the other model on the board, suggests that we need, both on the board, that we need the Lachman Moshe Messina to teach me that Tzveros is Mamon. Obvious, which one? Left or right?
Left.
Going to the right model, what's Tzveros? Guys, what's Tzveros going to the right model?
Regal.
What is it? It's Mamon. What is it? It's Regal. It's everything. Lachman Moshe Messina is a little adjustment. Don't pay full Nesek. According to this other model, I don't know what Tzveros is. I need the Lachman Moshe Messina to tell me, one, that it's attributed to Regal. Two is that it's 50%. And third clause of Lachman Moshe Messina, that it's Mamon and not Knas. Who quoted someone that had this Shita? Anyone remember? Well, this I put it in the Makaros, right? The Rush quoting the Riff. Let's see the Rush together in the Makaros. Rush quoting the Riff. The Riff doesn't have this Girsa. But the Rush's version of the Riff had the Girsa. So our Riff doesn't have it, but the Rush, of course, is going to reject it. Look at the Rush. Simon Aleph, Parak Aleph, right after the Dalet of the Pilpul Echarifta. Right after the Dalet. Ha de Kamar, he's quoting the Gemara. Hilchasa, Gemirila, de Mamonahu. Now we're at the Hay. Laha lo boy Hilchasa, de Mamonahu. You don't need the Allah Moshe Sina tells us Mamon. That's what the Gemara means. Put a comma there. Kivan de told that the regal had it. The Iker Halacha Lachatzineza Kamar Gemiri. Elachi Kamar. Yeah, for God, told the regal, it's Mamon, and therefore you pay. So he had a Girsa of the Riff that way, and he's rejecting it. How did it come? Which other Rishon may feel that you need the Lech Moshe Messina to teach you that's Mamon? Anyone see? Anyone notice? Very hard to see, but let's see Rashi on Daf Gimel on the base. Rashi is very hard to see. Rashi, it's a lot of steers in Rashi, but for the purposes of our shiur, we're not going to try to solve all the Rashis. I just want you to see the overall sugya. But let's just see this one line in Rashi. Dibra maschil b'chatzi nezek tzeraros. Rashi b'chatzi nezek tzeraros. Sha'isem halachas v'hitiz etzeraros b'ragleha v'shibru es akelim. Dekayim alan. What are we paskin about tzeraros? Hilchasa. Gemiri. La lemosha misinai. Dimamon of aloknas. What? No. I don't know. I'm just saying that was Mamon. That's what you pay. Just to give you some comfort, most Achronim feel that there's no way to solve all the Rashis in the Sugya. They say Rashi changed his mind. You stack up all the Rashis in the Sugya, it doesn't always make sense, including Sufis. So I'm not going to get into that because it's too detailed, too involved. So this then becomes our abstract question of the day. We'll take it to the Gemara if they answer a question or two. We'll take it to the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin and see how it helps solve a famous question. And then I'll show you how Rav Chaim took this to an extreme. He took the same logic that I'm giving you, and he took it one step further, in a way that our Gemaras don't need that radicalization, but you'll see in later sugyos you may need it. So Rav Chaim's going to be what I just said on steroids. And then we'll see what the nafkaminas are, whether it's regal intuitively or regal because the Torah makes it regal. Okay, so that's our itinerary. Questions? We'll see the famous Kasha on Daf Yezayim and Beis of a famous person who you don't know yet, but I want you to listen to you. We'll see how this answers the question. We'll see how Reb Chaim took it even further, and then we'll see one or two Nafka Minas. But again, this is still very abstract. Why is it Regal? You saw David.
Could you solve this theory, and could you explain Rashi in Yisudos not as saying that it's going from nothing to that it's regular, but it's regular and not that service is inherently a type of nezek that could be any type of nezek that could be shame.
You can. I mean, it's a bit convoluted, but you could say that in Rashi. Namely, you're separating between the attribution and the upgrading. You can say that the halacha mishnah creates the attribution, but I'm starting from a place of chiyuv, not a place of zero. Okay, correct. Okay, let's go to your Zayin Amid Beis. This is a Sefer you must know. Holding up the Sefer. Everyone look at the Sefer. Sefer is Nachlas David. This is the most famous Sefer in Bava Kama. What happened was, well, let me tell you who he was, and I'll tell you what it says. Late 18th century, David Temple. Big, big Talmud Chacham, Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhin. 1794 till around 1861. Rav in Minsk and other Polish Russian towns. Classic world, belonged to that world. In fact, he was one of the, not just a big, big Talmud Chacham, big Rav, but he basically ran Volozhin. He wasn't a Shib, but he ran Volozhin. And he was also called in the famous, to be a famous mediator in the dispute between, what was the big dispute in Volozhin, between who and whom? Yitziv and? And Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Chaim, but originally Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. He was on the board of people that were calling to mediate. How it should work. And of course, Rabbi Chaim ended up going to Brisk when he left Volozhin. He was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Talmud Chacham of that era, of David Temple. This is an amazing sefer. Again, it's pre-Brisk. The questions are not the types of questions you meet in Rabbi Kiva Eger or certainly Pnei Yehoshua, where like they've taken side parts of the sugya. You get the sense that he's asking questions that touch at the heart and soul of the lamedus of the sugya. The answers don't. Always. So people that have the Rav and have Reb Chaim and have that Masorah, so we're more involved in, okay, the questions come to us and we know the questions already and we deal with the issues of the sugya. And we don't really think in questions, we think in structure. We're not Havakasha on the sugya. I'm trying to give you tzaros. I'm thinking broadly. I'm dealing with questions. But when I was young and I learned Bava Kamma, like every single Nachas David, so you read Nachas David Keseder. I don't know where it is in today's world because so much has changed in the Torah world. But if you go back, you know, I don't know, 40 years and someone's learning Bava Kamma, he's learning every single Nachas David, unless he's a super brisker and he's been exposed to, you know, brisker Shirom Bava Kamma, which again, it's very, very rare because briskers don't typically learn Rav Kama in the deep brisk world of the Asherah. But this is a sefer you need to know. You can't not know the sefer. So I want to quote it. I mean, he asked the kasha. I'll ask it in my own terms, but he's articulating the question. And certainly, Rav Baruch Ber and the Berachah Shmuel knew about this kasha. It was the famous kasha of the Nachlas David. I'm not saying this part of the way I'm reading the Gemara in Rav Kama is nice. I saw the Nachlas David, but at this point, you don't need Nachas David to see the kasha. You just your brisker lens just show you what's happening in Bava Kamma Yitzayin. You don't need the Nachas David to ask the question. You just the way you parse sugya. Oh, that's an interesting question. There are two ways to answer the question. Okay, so let's see the Nachas David, which I gave you your makara. It's just because it's a sefer you need to know. Okay, let's go to Yitzayin. We'll see the Gemara and then we'll see the Nachas David's question. But again, you'll see that once you have brisker analysis, it's not a kasha. It's part of any reading Gemara. So this way or that, it's not a kasha. Okay, right. So let's see, I'll tell you what. Let's see if you guys can come up with two ways to read the Gemara that will answer the Nachas David's kasha. Okay. And answer it very, very simple. Okay, what does the Gemara say? Amar Rava. Bishlama simchos, I get simchos. Hiatz kochos kagufo, and tzoros is no different. Fourth wide line, yuzayim base. Ela rabbanon, I kagufo dami. If it's kagufo, you should pay nesek shalim. If it's not kagufo, you should pay nothing. So how did the rabbanon answer? So guys, tell me. Either, what are the two options? Either the Rabbanan hold that kigufo and that's the starting point, but the necessary cases it, or kocho is nav kigufo and moves it forward. I mean, it's not the Nachlas David asks the following question. What, okay, now here's his question. You ready? Those two ways. His question is b'chala tarakula kocho is kigufo. So what's Rava's question? What's the answer? Either you're right, according to the first version, just like Kolatara Kula Kochos Kigufo, here too, we pass Kochos Kigufo, but there's a Lechem Shazina that still reduces it, because the Kigufo is not literal, right? Right? Kigufo is the line with Kigufo, is a Mamish Kigufo. Or even the B'chalatara Kula Kochos Kigufo,
here it's not.
Why is it not? Before Lechem Shazina upgrades it, because here, as opposed to
the rest of the Torah
is about whom? People. Here it's about animals slash for regal, so it's left to kufa. Either animals are never kagufo, or they are kagufo, but it's not enough for regal. And that's his question. But saying once you have the framework of the Gemara, you just you fit slots in. It's not like I'm shaking from the question. But I'm saying, I don't know if I saw the Gemara because I saw his question. It's hard to know epistemologically. I got to it, but it's. So let's read his question. His question is, he doesn't understand, let's read there. I quote it from the Berachah Shmuel, just so you should see it. Amar Rav Bishlam Bechazur, Rav Rabbanan. Mitzarachin, he's just quoting the question. B'mayde mesaf galeit, part base, l'rava, v'das Rabbanan, yikocho gufa dami. If I kill you with my koch, I'm chayv misa. If I spit at you, koch v'niyo. So what's the big question? What's Rava's question? Veshamati kush yizem mipi agona god of chayim David Temple. I didn't even open my nachas David. I just saw it in Perchas Shmuel. Let me see if I even underlined it here. It's laying on the base. Also, he's a very good writer, so it's easier to read his questions. And a couple of them underlined. Let me see if I have the dynamite base. Shemaz Mashenenes. I have a couple, and we'll see a couple in this year. Yeah, if I have to say, let's see if it's. Okay. I don't know if it's written down, but he's quoting it. Okay, so this is Rava's. Rava's topic was Svaros. Mimashach. If Kocho is Kegufo, it should be 100. If Kocho is Lav Kegufo, it should be 0. Okay? Now, our answer is, what's the Maskana? Lacham Moshe Misina. So where's the Lacham Moshe Misina? Tell us. Either Lacham Moshe Misina says it's Kegufo, but I downgrade it, because that mamish kibufo. Or the Lachmash Rishina tells us it's Lav kibufo, and I'm going to upgrade it from 0 to 50. You know, that's the two ways that we think about it. Is Lav kibufo in general, because it's an animal set, is Lav kibufo enough for regal, make the chayit, not enough to put into this category of regal. The Nachas Davar is saying, wait a second, the chalat arakula kochu is kibufo. And the answer is that's a benyatra, as opposed to shor, as opposed to regular kibufo. That's not. But the core question is, what's the Lachmash Rishina? Now, of course, you should be able to correlate that table to this table, right? The right part of this table correlates to the right part of that table. The left part of that table correlates to the left part of this table. Namely, if we hold Koch, right, this is an axiologically prior table. To decide whether Tsaros is regular intuitively, we have to first decide Koch Kegufo, right? So we have to first make a decision about the right side of the table, and then we can get to the right table, and we can get to the left table. First, I have to decide is Koch HaGufa by animals for regular milk. If it is, then intuitively, before the Lach Moshe Misina, I call Tzoros regular, it's Koch HaGufa, Lach Moshe Misina comes and mitigates. If I come to the conclusion that in Hashem's logic, Koch was Lav HaGufa by animals, or it's not enough HaGufa by animals to make it classic regular, then I start off with it not being regular. I need the Lach Moshe Misina to basically build the whole system. You should know it's regular, you pay money, you know, right? So I'm just taking the question we built on Daf Gimel, and overlaying it on Daf Yud Zayin, or actually taking Yud Zayin and overlaying it on the logics more apparent on Daf Gimel. That should be obvious to everyone. Okay. And then I have the ability to call it regel, even though it doesn't really look like regel, because of attribution. Okay? Ready? Let's put Reb Chaim on the side. What's the big takeaway, whether it's Tsaros is regel natively or Tsaros is regel formally? Do I call it regel because it's regel? Or I call it because it has elements and ingredients of regel, or I call it regel because I call it regel. That's the package. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's new package. It doesn't look, smell, or look, but it's called Tsaros regel. Can I take something which really isn't regel and call it Tsaros of regel? Can I call a mazik of Shein Tsaros of regel? According to which side does it have to be like regel to be called Tsaros of regel? According to which side can it be Tsaros of regal, even though it doesn't look like regal? Wow. So if I'm willing to call regular Tsaros regal, even though it's not regal, maybe I can call Shane Tsaros regal, even though it doesn't look like regal. That's one way to read Rashi, which we're going to read in a moment. And I have Tsaros of Shane. Something that has Hanah. What are my three options? One option is Tsaros of Shein. I can apply Tsaros to Shein. Call it Chatzin Nezek and keep it Shein. One option is nothing. Shein and Tsaros are oil and water. Mm-hmm. What's the third option? It's Tsaros, but of
regular.
Now, what's the difference between calling it Tsaros of Shein and regular? That's an interesting point. Who cares? It's both Chatzin Nezek, it's both Potosh and Zerab. That's what to think about. But these are two different concepts. Can I call something which is patently Shein Tsaros of regal? If I feel that regular Tsaros isn't regal, in a relationship with regal, and Hashem decided it's regal, but I can call Hana, Tzvaris regal. I call anything Tzvaris regal. Regals, and then regal may change, because if regal includes things in Hana, then regal is starting to morph. Let's reread the Rashi we saw yesterday, okay? Rashi on Daf Yud Ches was talking about an animal that defecated on dough. And presumably the animal's presumably getting Hana. And the Brisa alludes to it being Tzaras. So Rashi has a problem. How could I have Tzaras and Shane? So who remembers before we get to Rashi and Daf Yud Ches, what's Rashi's first answer? How could it be Tzaras by having diarrhea? There's no Hana. Namely, in Rashi's first answer, the second it's Shane, I knock out Tzaras. Who argues with Rashi? I can have Shane at Tzaras. I call it Shane and it's still Tzaras, but Tzaras of Shane? Tussus. What Tussus? Undaf? Yud Zayin, the pig, in the garbage area. It's getting Hana, and it's Tzaras. So I have my two options. Tussus feels that you can have Tzaras of Shane. Rashi implies in his first thought, you can't have Tzaras of Shane. Nothing. Can't be Tzaras. Can't be Shane. Once it's Shane, it's not Tzaras. And the only way to establish this case of Tzaras is to say that there's no Hana. There's no Shane. Now let's read the second shot of Rashi, the way we read it yesterday, and then the way we're reading it today. Okay, I read yesterday the second shot of Rashi. It's like Tosfos. No, you can have Hana, and it can be Tzaras of Shame. But let's read Rashi a little more carefully today. Yud Chesam Adays, okay? Rashi Dibra Maschel Dedach. Animal defecating on dough, presumably Hana. First answer, no Hana. Once it's Hana, it's Shame. Once it's Shame, it can't be Tzaras. I argue with Tosfos. Rashi holds like number 2 on the board. Tosfos holds like number 1. Now let's see the second shot of Rashi. Rashi says, "V'ner be'inai the chol galalim lanaso." Of course, the animal defecates, gets pleasure. V'afilu achilav told the shein inhu, the shein is ekagufa v'hani tzaras inhu. Once it's hazeka dekocho, even though there's hana, what do I call it? Regal. Look at that Rashi. Since it's kocho here, it's defecating, that's kocho. Not the diarrhea of the limigash, but just projectile defecation, not running down its body. Again, afilu hachi, lav tolda deshein. What do you mean? There's hana. Second, it's hana shein. Why are you saying lav tolda deshein? Deshein hazeka degufa. Shein has to be bodily damage. V'hani tzaros ninu. And once it's tzaros, not bodily damage, it's not shein. It's regal. Here you see, this is the alternate reading, two ways to read Rashi. According to this reading in Rashi, once it's kocho, it's not chain, it is chayiv, not pater, unlike the first Pshat in Rashi. First Pshat in Rashi says, once it's chain, it's not tzaros. Second Pshat in Rashi says, once it's kocho, it's not chain, and it's regular tzaros. Trick question, when can something with hana be regal? Answer is if it's kocho, because once it's kocho, it's tzaros, and tzaros is automatically attributed and aligned with regal, not chain. This Rashi may be consistent with the Rashi in Ksuvos, the second Pshat in Rashi. A lot of people align, right? Do you see the correlation between the second Pshat in Rashi and Rashi in Ksuvos? What does Rashi in Ksuvos say? How do we know that Tzaras is regal? Hashem told us. So for something to be regal, does it have to really be regal? No. And it can even be Shane, but we'll call it regal. Because Kocho changes the category from Shane to regal. Because Tzaras is always regal, not because of a native alignment, because Hashem told us. Wow, so doesn't that change your view of regal? It's a complete inversion of Bava Kamma. We started today thinking that, regal has certain qualities. If Tzraros will match those qualities, we'll call it regal. But regal is fixed. What are the qualities of regal? Or Orche Udat Hana. Now we're saying that, no, we can call things that don't look like regal. So what happens to regal? What is regal? Regal is even things that have Hana, but anything that's Kocha, we're going to throw into the regal group, to the regal camp. Okay, we're going to stop here without saying Reb Chaim. I'll just mention Reb Chaim. It's not germane to the sugya. Reb Chaim just takes it one. You don't need Reb Chaim for any of this. Reb Chaim says, oh, wait a second. I'll give the clue away and we'll talk about it later. If I can call something that doesn't look like regal, namely Tzaras, I'll call it regal even though it has nothing to do with regal, then maybe, anyone see Reb Chaim? Maybe I could say, I'll call it Tzaras. What's the third option? Tzaras is regal intuitively. Tzaras is regal nominally, because Hashem defined it as regal. What's the third option? Can Tzaras be an independent mazik? Can it be a mazik without calling it any predisposed party? Can it be a mazik without a flag or with his own flag? Pre-rebellable. It's not necessary for anything on the board. I'll fit it into what's on the board, and Chaim fits in. It's not necessary. It's necessary for some Gemara that Baruch Shmuel quotes about Shina, but Soros, which we're going to get to. But it's not necessary. You don't need Rav Chaim for anything on the board. Let's read the Gemara on Daf Gimel three ways. The original way, Rashi and Suvis' way, and potentially Rav Chaim's way. Okay? Amai Kari Leitolda Deregel. Tosfos said, oh, come on. Noam, Zev, Ari, you know I told Deregel, because it looks and smells and tastes like regel. I know it's regel. You know it's regel. I don't need Hashem telling me it's regel. Hashem telling me what regel is. Not an idiot. I know it's ours. Looks like regel. The question was, okay, but still, don't call it classic regel because it has halachic discrepancies, Tosfos. Just call it regel minus. Give people a little bit of a clue. It's not going to be mamish like regel. We all know that it's regel. Then Mike Carly told the regel it's a klutz kashin or a klutz kashin. I don't have to ask a question. Everyone knows. Everyone knows it's regel. But still, you know, don't say it's classic regel because halacha is going to be a little different. That's the way to read the Gemara in Daf Gimel, according to Tosfos. Rashi and Suvas would say, why do you call it Talmud to the regel? It doesn't look like regel. Regel doesn't sound like Tzor, it doesn't sound like regel. The answer is, it's halacha Moshe Mishina that it's regel. I would not know that it's regel, and therefore the question of my car that told the regel. But the answer is, Baruch Hashem, Hillel. We have halacha Moshe Mishina telling us it's regel. I wouldn't have known it, but Hashem tells me it's regel. Third pshat is, on my car they told it to regel. And the one says, you're right, it's not regel. It's another mazik. It happens to have halachos that roughly parallel regel. If you stack up the halachos, most of the halachos look like regel, but categorically, not regel. Even after halach Moshe Mishina. Why is that important? Because we can start applying non-regel halachos to tzoros. According to the first two pshats, Tosfos and Rashi and Suvas, in the end it's regel. Either intuitively, or nominally, it's regel. So we know it's squarely within the regel camp. Now, the regel camp out there can also take shenin. But once you're in, you're in the regel camp. And in the regel camp, you can't start applying non-regel halachas to it. Once you hold like Reb Chaim, you don't need it for the sugya. Nothing on the board requires it. That's what I don't want to say, because it's not necessary. I'm a big fan of necessity is the mother of love. Don't say anything unless you have to say it. Or else, there's like a bolt in the machine that doesn't have a nut on it. We're going to put a bolt in, it should be in a nut. It should be in a slot. You don't need Reb Chaim for anything in this sugya. But once you say that it's not a regel, and it's only regel formally, oh, well, maybe it never becomes regel even formally. Reb Chaim is the next step on the train. If it's not intuitively regel, so either Lach Mashin tells me it is regel, or Lach Mashin says, you know what, it's not. It's chayiv without being regel. Okay, most of the lachas will look right. Just someone quoted before, I'm not going to get into it now, Rava, right? Rava's world may be Reb Chaim. Because Rava only has one halacha that sounds like regel, namely Pirusha Sarabim. But Rava was unsure, Migufo Me'aliyah. What do you mean, it's regel? Either intuitively or after Lech Moshe Zina. So we know what the halacha should be. So maybe Rava was held like Reb Chaim, separate mazik. I can give it some regel halachas, but I can also start to superimpose Migufo, whatever. So we're going to see the Shino and Hada. Okay, so this is the second installment. Okay, now we have two things in our mind, two sets of coordinates. First of all, what is Tzoros? Yesterday's issue. Most of the Gemaras will suggest that it's Kocha. We'll get to some Gemaras that will suggest Shino. If it is Kocha, how does it stack up to Regel? I would have thought it's Regel with a slight nuanced difference of Kocha that accounts for the reduction of the Halacha Moshe Mishina. The problem is the Gemara says, I might carry Leitholda the Regel. And that makes Mishonim think, you know what, it's not intuitively Regel. Now, why should it be intuitively regel or not? That depends on whether kocha is kagufa. If we hold that kocha is kagufa by animals, like we hold by human beings, then it's normal regel. Well, a slight difference. If you hold kocha is not kagufa by animals, then it shouldn't be regel, and the lacham shazina should come and give it whatever chiv metatz Yisrael David and upgrade it in memona. That was the nachlas David's kasha. Like, why shouldn't it be kocha kagufa? The answer is because it's an animal. It's regel. Just because kocha kagufa is by the mamazi, with kocha kagufa by ritzicha. Doesn't mean that an animal, right? Let me say it to you in psychological terms. When Yoni is, let's say, going to spit at something, there's intent, there's consequence, there's consciousness, there's aim. There's, you know, you're a cognitive, conscious person. So your kocha is attributed to you because it was premeditated. When an animal spits or waves its wings, this is just animals, you know, being animals. There's no premeditation, there's no calibration, you don't wave your wings. Animals wave. But you walk into a room, you walk into a China store, you'll be careful of your extremities. If you're not in a China store, you're in the park having a good time, you're less careful of your extremities. Animals don't have that calibration. So animals are going to walk. What do you think, a bull in a China store? Because for a bull, a China store is the same as the barn. So a bull in a China store is going to break all the China dishes. So animals, since they don't have calibration, they don't have thought, so even if normally, kochos kagufo for a tzicha by a human being, we're going to go by an animal. Or even if we say it by animals, it's not enough kagufo to make it like Purim Yishev Piyev Shlif Sholeh, to make it like appendages. So that's the real answer to the Nachos Dav Vizkasha. But again, like, you know, we see it. It's when you see the Gemara. It's set up that way. So the question reminds us we have to ask the question. But the Brisker analysis, it's obvious that there are two ways to take it. And those two ways lead to these two ways, which then opens up a whole different set of attribution. What is this? So these are very, very abstract concepts. Now we'll start to fill these categories with content. Okay? So if you want to build an abstract table for where we are so far, maybe I'll do this at the end of every shiur, so you can link shiurim together, you want to take a picture of it, this can be your guide. Right now, we're at the front, again, the table's going to expand, I have to zoom in and zoom out. But right now, we want to know, is tsraros a function of kocho, or is it something else, which we call mishuna? If it's kocho, do we say kocho kigufo, a filo bebehema, and tsraros equals regel, and the lochem mishmisina downgrades it to 50%? Or I say, kocho, lav kigufo by an animal, and tsraros is not regel naturally, and I need the lochem mishmisina to create chiyav, attribution, the regel, attribution, and also mimona, because I want the foot mimona necessarily. And now the question is, when the lochem mishmisina creates attribution, is it regel through the lochem mishmisina attribution, or according to Chaim, it's shemas? That's your table so far. That's where the sugya is heading. Okay, because this is the first question, this affects it. Tsraros is regel, negatively. Okay? Now that we have our bodies and our frameworks, now let's go through a love. And this is lachy see it so and so. This is lachy see it so and so. Of course, the lach we're talking about is also abstract, the association between tsraros and zav. But here we have a little more meat. Like, what are we talking about? How can Zab serve as my model to the boundary between Tsaros and S? So right now, what is Tsaros, what's not Tsaros? Not conceptually, but give me a case. Is this case Tsaros? Is this case? We all know that chickens flapping wings is Tsaros. We all know the animals of the body is Nezek, Shalom, Regel. But let's start to get a little bit more precise about what the boundary between Tsaros and non-Tsaros are that help us determine what the logic of Tsaros is. That's what we're going to try to do tomorrow as best as we can. Okay? I'll get you Makaris when we get to the base manish. Let's get started. Okay? So, base Medrash time. Okay, let me stop the share.